One of the functions of American national holidays is to celebrate people who espouse dangerous ideas without actually celebrating the ideas. Many American holidays honor radicals, political revolutionaries, and labor leaders, for example, whose ideas are not in the cultural mainstream today. The Martin Luther King holiday may be headed in that direction. It's not yet a major shopping day with its celebrations, but it tends to celebrate an American hero who doesn't make anybody uncomfortable anymore. Increasingly, our holidays tend to commemorate a radical past by making sure that it has no impact on the present. The American Studies Museum is, as you know, different. This year, for example, the museum is featuring Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham Jail. King wrote this letter Easter weekend of 1963, and it contains at least a dozen dangerous ideas. Here are a few of them. The first is that words make a difference. We create our worlds with words, and King knew that it matters which words we use. We think with language, and it makes a difference if we call people niggers or African Americans. It makes a difference if we speak of justice when we think of race. We usually only see what we can say, and concepts like somebodyness or the beloved community can help us to see and act differently. The people today who criticize political correctness for its concern with words need to remember that every letter matters, including sometimes letters from jail. Of course, words alone don't mean much. Martin Luther King's words gained credence from his actions, and his words helped shape his subsequent actions and the actions of millions of other Americans. His life shows that when we stand by our words, when we walk the talk and practice what we preach, then words can come alive. The word is made flesh and dwells among us in more ways than one. A second radical idea of King's letter is that we are responsible not just for our words, but for our world, and not just for part of it. Responding to a group of Birmingham ministers who said that an Atlanta preacher had no business in Birmingham, King contended that we are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. Consequently, he claimed, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. King thought that justice was the operative principle of Christianity because justice was love in action. Inaction, therefore, was unacceptable. King knew that the law didn't always guarantee justice, and that in fact sometimes the law guaranteed injustice. In such a situation, he believed, it was the moral obligation of good people to break the law. A third dangerous idea in his letter, therefore, is that jail is sometimes the right place to be. Martin Luther King was in jail for breaking the law, but King suggested that the law itself violated the higher law, and therefore, people who valued values should think about violating the law. Dr. America is reminded of Thoreau in jail for protesting the Mexican War. His friend Ralph Waldo Emerson came to visit and asked, "Henry, what are you doing in jail?" And Thoreau's response was, "Ralph, what are you doing out there?" Sometimes King thought, it may be criminal not to be criminal. Martin Luther King also expressed the radical idea that religion means something on days besides Sunday. King knew, as he said, that the contemporary church is often a weak, ineffectual voice with an uncertain sound. Far from being disturbed by the presence of the church, the power structure of the average community is consoled by the church's silent and often vocal sanction of things as they are. But King also knew that in God's creation, the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice, and he had faith that people of faith, called not to sanction things as they are, but to make things as they should be, would also bend themselves to create the kingdom of God on earth. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, thinking dangerous thoughts and filing them in the museum's collections, where people can see and appreciate the prophetic character and characters of American culture.